So today is Epiphany, January the what? 6th. It's also called around the world King's Day. There may be other, it's also called the 12th day. When I was in Norway, they had a day called Julaften, which meant Christmas Eve, and then there was Yule. And then they started with Yule, Christmas, and started naming the days the first day and the second day and the third day. And you would be invited to a party on the fifth day, you know, or you would be invited to go on a hike with folks on the eighth day. So they counted straight from Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, which was the first day, till the 12th day, which is today. And in many parts of the world, today is the day of the giving of gifts. How many of you have experienced that and knew that? How many of you knew that? Some of you knew that. Because the kings brought the gifts, right? So that was the giving. Please pray with me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The passage that Angie read for you in Ezekiel 34 is God speaking about his people Israel and calling them his sheep, as scripture often does. In this passage, God says that he will provide for his people, his sheep, so that they may live in the wilderness and sleep in the forests in safety. And it's that second phrase that caught my attention in this passage. God's promise that the sheep, the people of Israel, will sleep in safety. And here's how I started thinking about that phrase, sleep in safety. The truth is that I love to sleep. It's not that I love to sleep late in the day, and I don't especially want to sleep when the rest of the world is up and about, but I do like to sleep. I like to go to sleep when I'm tired, and I like to rise rested in the morning. And during the night, if I wake up, I like to reach over and find a glass of water there by my bed, and I like to look quickly over at the clock and find out that there's still time for me to doze a while before I have to get up. I like to know, along with all of this, where my loved ones are and that they are safe. It drove me a little nuts when my son Seth was in China for like 8 months and I didn't necessarily know where he was. You know, Skype is a really wonderful thing. You could call him on his computer and see him, and you knew he was all right, but you didn't necessarily know that every night. But I like to sleep, and I like to sleep when I'm not afraid. And truth be known, I really have never had to try to sleep in fear. But there are people who do sleep afraid. Afraid of a father who comes home drunk too often, swinging his fists. Afraid of police or soldiers arriving in the night to take away the boys and the men, or the girls and the mothers. Afraid of gunshots or thieves or rats or hunger. Afraid there's no way to pay the next month's rent or to find a job. So we know that there are people in our world, even in our community, who sleep in fear. But in this passage, God promises that his sheep, his people, will be able to sleep in safety. And to me, that seems like a powerful promise. So what is it about these wise men, the magi, the kings who are traveling to find the infant king that we know as Jesus? They weren't afraid. They had traveled with curiosity or maybe with excitement or maybe even academic pursuits, but they were not traveling with fear. And even though in that world there were thieves abroad and there were difficulties inherent to travel in that time, they were not afraid. At least They weren't afraid until God sent a dream warning them to go home another way. Not to report back to Herod, the king in Jerusalem. Because it turns out that Herod had deceived the Magi, pretending that he also wanted to come and worship that baby, the newborn king in Bethlehem. But what he really wanted was to destroy the child. In fact, we learn later in Matthew's story that Herod will send soldiers to Bethlehem to kill all the children under 2 years of age, like Pharaoh did in the time of Moses. Herod wants to be sure to be rid of that infant king. After all, we know that rulers are not happy about new babies coming along to take their throne. So this became a time of fear in Bethlehem, when people would not be sleeping so peacefully after all. So does that happen in our world? Well, we know that it does. Not just in Bible times, but even now, people sleeping without a good rest. So here's a story I would tell you about. It's a story my friend and colleague Bobby Masingwa tells. He is the pastor of the Maximo Presbyterian Church in St. Petersburg. He's younger than I am, but maybe not a whole lot younger. He tells about growing up in South Africa. It seems that when Bobby was about 10 years old, 12 boys between the ages of 8 and 12 disappeared in his neighborhood in Johannesburg. And their bodies were found in that neighborhood, one after another. One would disappear, a body would be found. Two or three more would disappear, and then their bodies be found. 12 boys disappeared. And Bobby shared with some of us how afraid the mothers and the fathers in that neighborhood were. He told us that the boys were afraid too. Imagine living with fear over a period of 2 or 3 years. And during that time, the boys were not allowed to go outside, to play ball, to climb trees, to visit with their friends, to walk to the store. Not until the killer was caught. During this time, they were all afraid. The families, the parents, the boys, the whole community. And we have to recognize how much like the threat that Herod presented to the young boys of Jesus' world that story is. Herod was planning to destroy the king of the Jews. So there was cruelty, there were threats, there were killings, and there was fear. Matthew tells us how God sent a dream to the Magi and another one to Joseph, to the Magi telling them to go home by another way, don't go back to Herod, and to Joseph, take the mother and the child, keep them safe. He takes them to Egypt. The hope was that this child would stay safe, that Jesus and his family would travel and would sleep in safety. So this passage from Ezekiel that we read today is an amazing description, I think, about God's intention for the world, a vision of the world as a safe place, a place of peace. Ezekiel writes in the words of God, "I will make a covenant of peace with them, with my people Israel, and I will rid the land of savage beasts so that they may live in the wilderness and sleep in the forests in safety. I will make them and the places surrounding my hill a blessing. I will send down showers in season. There will be showers of blessing. And the trees will yield their fruit, and the ground will yield its crops, and the people will be secure in their land. They will know that I am the Lord. They will no longer be plundered by the nations, nor will wild animals devour them. They will live in safety, and no one will make them afraid. They will no longer be victims of famine in the land or bear the scorn of nations. they will know that I, the Lord their God, am with them and that they are my people. God gives us, God gave them the covenant of peace. No savage beasts, no plunder of nations, no famine in the land. God promising to send showers of blessings and the trees yielding their fruit. So as I think about that, I picture homeless men and women, even homeless families, some sleeping in the woods or in their cars or under overpasses, but sleeping safely. I picture children and families living in peace everywhere, living in justice, living with food and medical care and opportunities for work. I picture a world where people live with love for others, with respect for people of different colors and different languages and different religions and different lifestyles and different viewpoints. So here we are in 2019. And as we enter this new year, as we put away Christmas decorations and write out our thank you notes, I know you're doing that, probably already did it, let's all imagine this promise that we still see the light of Christ coming, the gift of God's Son, and the hope that that child and all children will be able to sleep in safety. Children in South and Central America, children at our southern border, children in Yemen and Syria and Ethiopia, children at Grace House, children who go to Belcher Elementary School, children whose parents may be in prison or in the hospital or addicted to pain meds. Your children and my children, all those children, let's hope and pray that they will be able to sleep in safety and not in fear, as God has promised. And as we have that vision, then I wonder what you and I can do to make it true. I wonder what prayers we can lift and what actions we can take and what ways we can teach our own families, our own church, our own community, and what we can offer this world to bring about the intention of God, that covenant of peace, bringing harmony on the earth, harmony between people and animals and trees and the elements, rain and wind and even snow, but not here. All in harmony with the one who made us. We are his sheep, his people. All of us sleeping in safety. That, you see, can be our prayer for 2019. That can be our hope. That can be our goal. Let us pray.